This is John Lothian with the daily update of commentary and stories from the John Lothian newsletter for December 6, 2021. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. We lead off JLN today with this announcement. Suzanne Cosgrove accepts new role, leaves JLN for PR agency, will become JLN consultant and advisory committee member. Alex Perry promoted from intern to associate editor. JLN Deputy Managing Editor Suzanne Cosgrove gave her notice to John Lothian News and accepted a position with Purpose Brand, a woman-run, Chicago-based PR brand and digital marketing company that's all about diversity and inclusion and seeks to expand its coverage of financial firms. She leaves JLN at the end of the year and starts her new position on January 3, 2022. Suzanne joined JLN after having been part of the communications team at CBOE for the previous 5 years. She also spent 10 years at the Chicago Tribune, and it was a former colleague at the paper that recommended her for the new job for which she was recruited. To read the rest of this announcement, go to johnlothiannews.com. Here are the comments and stories from the hits and takes section of today's JLN. ICE is mixing things up and has announced several senior leadership changes, with Stacy Cunningham exiting as president of NYSE and becoming a board member of NYSE. Sharon Bowen, the former CFTC commissioner, will become the new chairman of NYSE, and Lynn Martin will become its new president. Hope Jarkowski, formerly the co-head of government relations at ICE and currently NYSE's head of equities, will become its general counsel, replacing Elizabeth King. King takes on additional responsibilities for ICE, ESG, and will also oversee the NYSE Board Advisory Council. Amanda Hindlian, currently the global head of capital markets at NYSE, becomes the new president of ICE, Fixed Income and Data Services, replacing Martin. Mark Wassersug, ICE's chief operating officer, will transition to a new role as the company's chief information officer. Stuart Williams will succeed Wassersug as chief operating officer of ICE. ICE Futures U.S. President Trebu Bland will oversee all of ICE's futures exchanges. Chris Edmonds, who heads ICE's clearing business, will see his role expanding as Chief Development Officer for ICE, adding oversight of ICE's marketing and communications in addition to his other duties. NYSE's Farrell Kramer has published a column titled, "New NYSE President Lynn Martin Brings Tech Background to the Big Board." The group of CME and CBOT members who are suing the CME group, Sheldon Langer, Ronald M. Yermak, Lance R. Goldberg, Robert Prossy, and Gerald Petro, had their case certified for class action status on December 2nd. Here is the link in today's newsletter from the judge for this order. More on this later. Alexander Ostapovich of the Wall Street Journal reported that NASDAQ is on track to beat NYSE during a record year for IPOs. NASDAQ's focus on ESG helped it attract many of the firms. If this NASDAQ win happens, it would be the third year in a row for NASDAQ to win the IPO competition. The CME today announced the launch of Micro Ether Futures, and so far they have traded 56 contracts. Paris wants to clean up the Seine to make it swimmable by the time of the 2024 Paris Summer Olympics. Bloomberg reported no word on whether the aquatics competitions will be held in the river. The New York Times reports the supply chain problems have caused a cream cheese shortage for the New York bagel shops. The shops are responding with just a schmear, not a schmear. The New York Times has a story on how the supply chain crisis unfolded. CBOE Options Institute is planning a live 60-minute webinar on the so-called January effect and the year-end option strategies on December 15th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time with Stephen M. Sears, President and COO of Option Solutions, and Catherine Yashimoto, Director of Product Management for FTSE Russell. CBOE's Matt Moran will moderate. Registration information is available with a link in today's newsletter. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. JLN video interview. Step-by-step, Hong Kong Exchange's Kevin Rideout builds interest in China A50. China's new economy and markets appear to have found a new hedging tool. In an interview with John Lothian News, Kevin Rideout, Managing Director, Global Client Development at Hong Kong Exchanges and Clearing Limited, talked about the launch and reception of MSCI China A50 Connect Index Futures launched on October 18th. To watch this video, you can find it on johnlothiannews.com. Here's the spread for last Friday. Oil bounces after Omicron triggered flash crash. VIX options trade surges. OCC options volumes reach record highs. The spread for December 3rd, 2021. Stock market volatility gets renewed boost as new COVID-19 variant gains foothold. VIX trading benchmark index up, options total surge. John's take, this week's NASDAQ AWS deal sends more exchanges into the cloud. Jamal Chandler breaks down the formula for the put-call parity in the latest term of the week. You can watch the spread on johnlothiannews.com. Here's a press release from ISE. ICE announces senior leadership changes. Intercontinental Exchange, Inc., a leading global provider of data, technology, and market infrastructure, today announced a series of senior leadership changes across the company under Chief Executive Officer Jeff Sprecher that reflect the firm's expansion in recent years and position it for continued growth in its third decade. The leadership changes designed to continue delivering value for ICE customers, shareholders, and other stakeholders draw entirely from deep and diverse talent within organization, providing these leaders an opportunity to help grow the business in new ways and expand their management roles. My comment, read this for the complete list of ICE senior management changes and Jeff Sprecher's comments about them. Here's a press release from FTX. FTX issues key principles for market regulation of crypto trading platforms. FTX, a leading global cryptocurrency exchange, today released a document entitled FTX Key Principles for Market Regulation of Crypto Trading Platforms. The set of 10 principles details a regulatory environment that, if enacted, will allow policymakers to effectively regulate the digital asset ecosystem while maximizing the potential growth and innovation. These principles will be part of Sam Bankman-Fried's written commentary to accompany his in-person testimony to the House Committee on Financial Services during its hearing on Wednesday, December 8, 2021, entitled Digital Assets and the Future of Finance, Understanding the Challenges and Benefits of Financial Innovation in the United States. My comment, nice to see some thought leadership from FTX on this. Here's a story from Bloomberg. Even in the metaverse, not all identities are created equal. Price differences based on race and gender are emerging among the CryptoPunk NFTs. What do the disparities mean? The complexities of the real world are starting to bleed into the metaverse, the virtual arena where identity functions as both a reflection on and a determinant of social capital. Differences in prices for digital avatars based on race, gender, and skin color are emerging among a popular collection of NFTs known as CryptoPunks, belying the utopian and egalitarian ideals touted by the closely connected world of crypto, decentralized finance, blockchain, and non-fungible tokens. My comment, I knew we were in trouble with the CryptoPunks. Here's another story from Bloomberg. More than half of Bitcoin investors got in just this year. Grayscale survey shows 55% of polled started investing in 2021. Crypto firm says it's increasingly difficult to ignore Bitcoin. Interest and demand in Bitcoin rose a lot in 2021, despite the digital assets turbulence. More than half the current investors got in over the last 12 months, according to the crypto firm Grayscale Investments LLC. In a survey of 1,000 people, about a quarter said they already owned Bitcoin, and of that, 55% said they started investing this year. My comment, new holders does not make sense. Here are the top three stories from Friday's JLN. Our top story Friday was Enron's cast of characters. Where are they 20 years after the fall? From Bloomberg via Yahoo Finance. Second was the list of winners of the FOW International Awards 2021 from Global Investor Group. Third was Up All Night with a Twitch Millionaire, The Loneliness and Rage of the Internet's New Rock Stars from the Washington Post. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast. And if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a John Lothian Newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day. Stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.